listening to The Naked Scientist. Now it's time for Kitchen Science. Now, all you need this week is a detuned radio and a remote control. But don't detune your radio just yet, or you're going to miss the rest of the show. So let's go over to Ben and Dave.
Hello, welcome to Kitchen Science. This week we're at Stewards Science Specialist School in Harlow, and I'm with my volunteer, Jade. Hello, Jade.
Hello.
What do you think of science in school?
I think it's fun.
Do you enjoy doing experiments?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a great little experiment lined up today, and it is also an experiment that you can do at home, isn't it, Dave?
It is indeed, yes, Ben.
So what do you need to do this one at home?
What you need is a radio and a remote control or another piece of electronic gadgetry.
Well, these are things that most people should have at home. So what do we need to do? Now, obviously, a lot of people will be listening to their radio right now, so should we do this after the show?
Yeah, I'd wait until the end of the show, because otherwise you'll miss something important.
OK, well, we have a radio set up here. We're using a remote control, but apparently it'll work with any gadget. So any electrical equipment, like maybe if you have a games controller, the joypad for that, would that work?
I haven't tried it, but it should do. Mobile phones are probably quite good as well.
So what should we do with this radio?
First thing you want to do is get the radio, turn it on, and tune it so as you're not listening to any station at all. So you want to be in between two stations with it as quiet as possible.
Jade, would you mind coming and switching the radio on? Would you like to have a go at tuning it to somewhere in between two stations? So we don't want to be able to hear anyone speaking or any music or anything.
OK.
OK, I think that should do us. So are you happy that you can't hear anybody else's radio show on there?
Yes.
Dave, you have a remote control, so what's the next thing to do?
Next thing to do is first take the remote control and press the buttons and see if you can hear anything.
Can you hear anything, Jade?
Not at the moment, no.
And you are pressing the buttons on the remote?
Yes.
OK, next thing to do, take the remote control, put it right on top of the radio and press the buttons.
So, Jade, what's happening there?
It's making a beeping sound.
And that's every time you press a button?
Yes.
Well, why do you think that's happening?
I don't know.
So, Dave, every time we press a button on the remote control, it makes this awful noise on the radio. So what's actually happening?
When you press a button, the remote control's got to flash a light at the front of it to communicate with the TV. In order to do that, some electronics has got to be turned on and some currents have got to flow inside the remote control.
So when you press a button, it connects a circuit and some current flows through the remote?
Yeah, and whenever an electric current starts or stops flowing, that emits radio waves.
Why doesn't it send out these signals all the time when the connection's running?
Because if a current's flowing slowly, the electrons in it aren't accelerating or decelerating, and you need the acceleration to emit radio waves.
So it's only when you first press the button, when you first start the circuit moving?
Depending exactly how electronics inside the system thing works, yes.
So is this how a radio mast works, that actually sends out the signal?
Yeah, a radio mast does work like that. It basically sends electric current up and down the mast repeatedly, very, very fast. That emits radio waves, which you can pick up with your radio normally.
But the noise this makes is an awful, scratchy, beeping noise. How can you manage to tune it to be beautiful music or, for example, really interesting science talk show?
OK, when the current starts and stops normally in the remote control, it's actually emitting radio waves in all sorts of different frequencies, everything from like a few hertz to probably hundreds of kilohertz. But a radio transmitter will only transmit a very narrow range of frequencies.
So is this why we have to tune the radio to a certain frequency to get a certain radio station?
Yeah, that's right. And that makes it much, much more sensitive to that frequency, so you can pick it up from a much further distance.
Jade, what do you think of that?
I think that's very interesting and I wouldn't have thought of it.
Well, one thing that I hear quite a lot when I'm out making radio programmes, and some of you may have heard on your speakers at home, is this sound.
That's the noise you hear when your mobile phone's about to go off quite often. When your mobile phone communicates with the base station so you can talk, or so the base station can tell it that someone's ringing you, it transmits at a frequency of several gigahertz. Now, the radio shouldn't be very sensitive to that, but because it's a transmitter which is really quite powerful, very, very close to it, even though the radio is not very sensitive to that frequency, it will still pick it up a bit. So you're actually listening to what your mobile phone is transmitting to the base station.
So does this mean that you could tune a radio in to somebody's mobile phone and listen in on their conversation?
You could tune it into the mobile phone if you had a radio which picked up the right frequency. However, mobile phones are digital, which means that instead of hearing speech, you'll actually just hear a digital noise, and it will sort of sound sort of noise, probably even higher pitch than that.
The sort of noise you make when you accidentally phone somebody's fax, or like old dial-up modems used to make.
That sort of noise, yeah, but probably a lot faster and a lot higher pitch.
So, Jade, you may not have heard the mobile phone noise before, but you have now. So what do you think of that?
I think it's very odd and it doesn't sound very nice. But it also was very interesting.
You will find that speakers at home will pick that up and it can be quite disturbing, but it does give you a clue when your phone's about to ring. And that's all we have for Kitchen Science this week, but we'll be back with more very soon.
Thanks, Ben. I hope you're all still listening. Have a go at that later if you like. And if you want to hear the sounds of a remote control and the mobile phone again, then have a look at our website at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience very soon.